For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Revenge. People say it's a dish best served cold, but it's a lot funnier when it's served as passive-aggressively as possible. From handing the school bully a popsicle made of poop to embarrassingly exposing a scheming scammer, it's time to dive into some more awesomely passive-aggressive ways people got revenge.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. Getting cheated on is enough to drive you crazy. But what if you were cheated on, dumped, and then told to pack your things and leave, all while your partner was away on a work trip? Well, that's exactly what happened to one man called Duke. So he decided to drive her crazy, quite literally. After recovering from the brutal news, Duke bought a load of tiny noisemakers. They're incredibly annoying devices that make quiet, barely audible sounds at random intervals. You know, totally non-creepy things like children's laughter and odd scratching noises. Then, before he left the house, Duke sneakily hid these little noisemakers everywhere he could. A few months passed, and he was out with a friend one night when they asked if he knew any good pranks to play on people. Duke started to tell them about the noisemakers when they suddenly burst out laughing. Naturally, Duke asked why. It turns out his ex and her new partner had only lasted a few months. Apparently, they'd both been complaining to everyone about weird, inexplicable noises they'd been hearing around their house. What's more, they often didn't hear the same things as each other. Neither had any clue what was going on, and after trying to figure it out for ages, the new partner had finally reached the only conclusion he could: that they were both going insane. Unable to stand it, he bailed from both the house and the relationship, and Duke's ex moved out shortly afterwards. When his friend had finished telling him everything, Duke was left grinning. The only truly crazy thing about the whole situation was how well his plan had worked. Occasionally, you'll meet people who are jerks for no reason other than, well, they're jerks. Reddit user Troubled Neighbor met just such a group of girls while dining at his favorite restaurant, back at the start of 2022. They seemed fine at first, sitting in the booth behind him and causing no trouble. After they left, one of them forgot their glasses. The waitress quickly asked if he could go after them and return them. Happy to help, he got up and followed them out. They were in their car, so he tried to flag their attention. But as he did so, the two women in the front seat burst out laughing at him. Then they immediately hit the gas and shouted some kind of slur while flipping him the finger out the window. Well, Troubled Neighbor suddenly didn't feel so kind. Still clutching the pair of glasses, he opened up one of the trash cans outside and threw them in, before heading back into the restaurant. A few minutes later, and lo and behold, the group of girls returned in search of the missing spectacles. The waitress pointed at Troubled Neighbor, and they came over asking where he'd put them. His response? Oh, I put them in the trash outside after you gave me the middle finger. The girls left without apologizing. But then, a further few minutes later, they came back again asking which trash can he'd thrown them in. Troubled Neighbor shrugged and gave them the finger and went back to eating his food, which was probably made all the more delicious thanks to that sweet side odor of revenge. One day in April 2022, questionably named Reddit user SaltyWet247 was returning home from the supermarket with a heavy bag of groceries. When he got to his apartment block, a delivery man was stood outside with a parcel trolley. Salty let him in first while he checked his mailbox, but the delivery man got straight into the elevator and started running it up before Salty had a chance to get in with him. Considering Salty's apartment was on the 7th floor and he had all his groceries to carry, this was pretty annoying. But then things got a lot worse. The elevator stopped on the 4th floor and stayed there far longer than it should have. Then it went up to the 5th floor, and stayed there for ages as well. Salty realized that the courier must have been leaving his trolley in the way of the elevator doors while he delivered the parcels, thus barring anyone else from getting in. What's more, the elevator kept going up after the fifth floor, and kept stopping. Now Salty was incensed. Who did this guy think he was? So he decided to get petty. After waiting until the elevator got all the way to the 16th floor, Salty suddenly started dashing up the stairs, hitting every single elevator button on the way until he got to his apartment on the 7th floor. Then he waited in the stairwell, the elevator descended past his floor, and by the time it got to the 5th floor, Salty could hear the courier loudly cursing from inside as he was forced to stop for the third time in a row. And it was only going to get worse. Yep, the only thing getting successfully elevated now was his blood pressure. Over in California, they're known for having some pretty wild parties, but not everyone who lives there is so keen to get down. Geologist Melissa Scruggs doesn't usually mind it, but when a group of students next door stayed up all night partying and for some reason moved a giant rock in front of her car, she saw red. Little did they know, you don't mess with Melissa Scruggs. At 7:30 a.m. on the dot, she went outside with her auto chipper, which is essentially a big noisy automatic drill. The students hadn't long been asleep, and they were gonna be nursing some pretty terrible hangovers. So Melissa put on her headphones, turned on the drill, and got to work smashing the boulder to pieces in the loudest, most aggravating way possible. And it wasn't a quick job either. She sent harsh, searing noise into her neighbor's house for an entire 4 hours. That's one rough wake-up call. Finally, her work was done, and she relented. Melissa didn't just get her revenge, she absolutely smashed it. Nobody likes a school bully, so when one gets what's coming to them, there's nothing more satisfying. Well, Brazilian Be Amazed viewer Luke Keckle used to be terrorized by just such a bully. And oh boy, did he give them what was coming. The bully would routinely go around demanding food from the other students, threatening to beat them up if they didn't hand it over. Lukakul had been the victim of this food thievery many times. But one day after yet another lost lunch, he decided it was the last straw. So after returning home from school, he did as all angry people would do. That's right, he took a great big dump in the toilet, put some gloves on, fished it out, then slid it straight onto a popsicle stick. Okay, maybe not as all angry people would do. Anyway, he shaped the turd so it could pass as an ice pop, then melted some chocolate in a bowl and gave it a good dipping to cover up the smell. I think you might have already guessed where this is going. Our hero then left the sticky brown mess in the freezer overnight to harden. The next day came and Luke Heckle packed a poopsicle into his lunchbox. And sure enough, when lunchtime came, the bully swagged his way over to Luke Heckle with a nasty gleam in his eyes. Without hesitation, Luke Heckle handed him the frozen butt truffle. The bully cackled, took a big bite out of it, and immediately spewed everywhere. Lukeko burst out laughing and the bully ran off crying. Safe to say, Lukeko was expelled, but you can bet that bully didn't steal anyone's food ever again. So you may not be able to polish a turd, but you definitely can cover one in chocolate. If you find a lost key with a phone number attached to it, you call the number to return it to its rightful owner, right? So when Emily McArdle from Liverpool, UK found this one, she did just that. But she was surprised to find out that the person on the other end was not happy to hear her voice. It turns out the key was part of an elaborate prank designed to get revenge on its apparent owner. You see, it didn't belong to Jeff at all. It was actually a fake key with his number written on it to entice people like Emily into unknowingly nuisance calling him. And whoever planted it had also planted a ton more, all marked with different names but the same number. Apparently Jeff, or whatever his real name is, had an old work colleague he didn't get along with, so they'd gone about scattering the keys everywhere they could. What's more, it turns out that the revenge prank has been happening all across the globe as part of a viral TikTok trend. I don't know what anyone did to deserve that, but it must have been pretty damn bad. I'd recommend trying to work things out face-to-face instead. I mean, communication is key after all.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of scammers in the world. I know I've fallen for a few. But sometimes, they get exactly what's coming to them. Like when one tried to scam Reddit user Drunken Black Sheep out of $1,500 of her hard-earned cash. Sheep was in her mid-20s at the time, and in her own words, has a soft, girly appearance and an eternal baby face. Because of this, despite her being quite knowledgeable about cars, mechanics would always assume she was clueless. Well, one day she was at a garage getting her oil changed when one of the mechanics gave her car a free inspection. Afterwards, he solemnly told her that her vehicle was in such bad shape that it could break down at any second. To illustrate the point, he showed her the car's air filter, which was filled with dead grass, dirt, and dead insects. But Sheep knew her car was fine, and she'd literally just replaced the air filter the day before. So this goon had put all that crap in himself to try and freak her out. Suddenly, a devious plan formed in Sheep's mind. Rather than immediately calling him out, she played along, pretending she knew nothing about cars and acting as upset as she could muster. Then she rang her dad, who's a mechanic, and got him to play along too. Everybody at the garage was watching now as Sheep cried down the phone about how much money she was going to lose. The mechanic could barely contain his smug delight, but then out of nowhere, Sheep's expression changed and she started laughing. The mechanic's smug face quickly turned to shock. Then she put her dad on loudspeaker. He was laughing too. Taking the air filter in her hand, Sheep told everyone how she'd only replaced it the previous day, so the mechanic must be a lying scam artist. She continued laughing, thrust the filter back at him, and told him to clean it out so she could leave. Now everybody, including all the other customers, were laughing. Everybody other than the mechanic, that is, whose face had gone completely red. Without another word, he took the filter and did as he was told. And after reinstalling her clean filter, she rode off into the sunset. Now that's what I call karma. If you've ever worked in a kitchen, you'll know everyone's got to pull their weight, or the whole operation can go up in flames. Very literally. Well, Reddit user Alana247 works in a kitchen with one coworker who apparently didn't know that, or more likely was just lazy. The coworker would routinely come in late, hungover, or not at all. And when she did come in, she'd bring in her own dirty dishes with her and dump them on the side to be washed by someone else. As well as that, she'd leave half-filled mugs of coffee lying around until they curdled. Then, when she was reprimanded about it, she'd dump them by the dishwasher too. After weeks of cleaning up the lazy co-worker's mess, Elena finally reached the end of her tether. One day she came into work and was greeted with a big pile of gross, stinking dishes by the sink. Well, Elena knew exactly whose they were. So, without a second thought, she gathered them all up and threw them straight into the trash can with a satisfying smash. It's safe to say the lazy co-worker stopped bringing her dirty dishes in after that. And hey, as well as being forced to clean her own dishes, maybe she cleaned up her act while she was at it. Although the COVID-19 pandemic made wearing face masks the norm, back in 2013 it was odd to see anybody wearing one unless you lived in Asia, where they've been used publicly for years. Reddit user Nishiwa didn't live in Asia, and sadly she'd recently been diagnosed with multiple cancers. The chemotherapy had left her weak and mostly confined to hospital, but on the rare occasion she was allowed out, she had to wear a mask to protect herself. Well, on one of these rare days, Nishiwa was out at her local mall and had sat down on a bench to relax. Suddenly, a young teenage boy came over to her and started making fun of her for no reason whatsoever. Though making fun is putting it lightly. He told her she had the plague, that she was putting everyone else at risk, and even went as far as to say she should go and die. Oh boy, seems like a nice kid then. And since Nishiwa stood up, which only encouraged the little brat to get closer and square up to her. But just as he was within inches of her, Nishiwa lowered her mask, coughed twice in his face, and followed it with a small oops. The effect was immediate. The boy went as pale as a ghost, his mouth hung agape, and after a few seconds, he ran away. and she was sat back down and relished in the moment. Despite the mask, there was no masking the sweet feeling of revenge. As sad as it can be, death is a natural and inevitable part of life. But if you've worked hard, by the end of your life, you might have a good amount of cash to leave to whoever you want. Reddit user GamerNerd93's grandpa had prepared early for the eventuality and written his will way back in 1998. The house he owned with his wife was to be sold along with all their possessions, and the money split three ways between GamerNerd's father, aunt, and cousin. It makes sense, as all three were raised by the couple from birth. The problem was, ever since the will had been written, GamerNerd's father had demanded that the lion's share of the money go straight to him. Why? Well, he didn't have a reason other than greedily claiming it was rightfully his. Anyway, jump to March 2022, and the greedy papa had made the 10-hour journey to Grandpa's house just to start up the age-old argument again. By this point, everyone was sick of it, so old Gramps decided to take action. GamerNerd got a phone call while his dad was still away. It was Gramps, informing him that the will was now being split seven ways to include GamerNerd and his sisters as well. Meaning far from getting the lion's share, his dad is now getting a whole lot less than before. Zing! It just goes to show, where there's a will, there's a way of getting the perfect passive-aggressive revenge. Alright, settle in, because if you think you've heard some wild tales so far, nothing compares to this one. Reddit user Donut Clowns lives in a quiet neighborhood in Pennsylvania, USA. Or at least it was quiet until his super trashy neighbor moved in. By super trashy, I'm talking blaring terrible music at all hours, smoking while 9 months pregnant, and being a general nuisance. Worst of all, though, she started throwing her trash bags over into Donut Cloud's yard, which is bad enough on its own, but the neighborhood's garbage policy requires all trash be put into a special purple bag or it won't be collected. Well, Donut Cloud's neighbor, we'll call her Susie, didn't want to pay the small amount extra for the purple bags. So the bags she yeeted into Donut Cloud's yard weren't even being picked up. When Donut Clouds confronted her about it, she just laughed. And the cops didn't care either. So it went on for months, with Donut Clouds having no option but to buy twice the number of purple bags to wrap up Susie's trash as well as his own. But it couldn't go on forever. It was a relatively cheap neighborhood, and Donut Clouds knew that although he owned his home, Susie only rented hers. A devilishly devious plan began to form. Donut Clowns got the number for Susie's landlord, rang him, and offered to buy the house next door for a cut above its market value. The landlord jumped at the offer. So the very next thing Donut Clowns did was walk up to the fence Susie so loved throwing her trash over and handed her a big fat eviction notice. Oh, Susie didn't like that. But no matter how much she protested, she couldn't argue with the law. 31 days later and Susie was gone, while Donut Clowns had just netted himself a whole new patch of land. Damn, he really took out the trash, in more ways than one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.